tomorrow, there's going to be an additional police presence at Chapel Hill High School, Smith Middle School, and Sewell Elementary School, part of the Chapel Hill Carver school system. All three of those schools, of course, very close to each other because of a threat that was received by the district or via the district earlier today, I believe. We've got WCHL's Blake Hodge, our news director, on the line right now with some additional information. Blake, what's the latest?
Yeah, one thing you mentioned there, Aaron, about the timing of this. All that we know right now is that the school district recently received a secondhand report. That's according to the message that was sent to parents at 5 p.m. this evening. As you mentioned, Chapel Hill High, Smith Middle, and Sewell Elementary School. Parent principals sending messages to parents from students of all of those. They are right there all next to each other on Sewell School Road. So basically what we have, again, distilling this from the message that was sent to parents, was that a man and woman walking in the woods near the school, reportedly the man told four young girls all under the age of 10 that he was going to shoot up the school on Tuesday. That is a direct quote from the message that was sent to parents. It says the man stated that he had a gun in the camouflage backpack that he was carrying with him at the time, but school officials go on to say, we cannot confirm the credibility of this threat, but of course, as a precaution, they are going to be working to have an increased and noticeable police presence on campus tomorrow, as well as at the high school, as well as the middle school and the elementary school. Something that's just interesting here as you read through this, it says that the threat was made against Chapel Hill High School, but that the man told four young girls all under the age of 10 about the threat. So I'm not sure exactly where the threat would have been carried out, but it was, or I guess the threat would have been made towards, in this case. Yeah. But yeah.
All right, so that's Chapel Hill High School, Smith Middle, Sewell Elementary School, and again, extra police presence there tomorrow, so we'll keep following that. Blake Hodge, thank you so much.